Friends, we're going to share in some scripture together.
弟兄姐妹们，现在我们要来分享一些经文。
And today, I really wanted us to read from Revelation chapter 7.
今天我想要来读启示录七章。
This is one of my favorite, pictures of what God's kingdom will look like.
其实七章是一个我最喜欢的关于到底神的国度会看起来像是什么样子的一段经文。
And it's a picture that I love to see here on earth today as well.
然后我现在也很希望这个画面可以呈现在我们现在的生活中。
It's going to come up in English first and then in Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后之后读中文。
So I'd invite you to read with me in whichever language is more comfortable.
请大家用自己的语言来跟我一起读。
After this, I looked and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation.From all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne.And around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat.For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
那我们一起来读中文的。OK, 我来帮大家读，如果你有圣经也可以翻到启示录七章九到十七节。启示录七章九到十七节。此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，就是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的四周，在宝座前面伏伏地敬拜神，说：阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。阿们。长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳 洗白净了，所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们，他们不再饥， 不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
That's okay. Well, friends, as we're here today,
我们来到这里。
I really want us to consider what it looks like for that image of heaven to be here on earth.
真的希望大家可以去思考，当这个天堂中的景象来到这个地上是什么样子。
That picture of Revelation 7 verse 9 is of a people from every tribe, every tongue, every race.Before Jesus on the throne.
启示录七章第九节这个景象就是所有的人从各国各族各民各方是来到耶稣基督的宝座面前。
And if I might just say, it is not a picture of lots of different separate people.
不是一个好像有不同分布的这个人。
But it is a picture of one people.
这个画面是这一些人都成为一族，是合一的。
The whole of the human race who've trusted in Jesus as a single family before him.
这是在耶稣基督，因为信靠耶稣基督的这一群人在耶稣基督面前成为一族。
It's a picture that so often seems distant in our world.
在我们的世界，这个画面好像有时候看不见。
Because we live in a world that highlights the differences between people.
因为我们住的这个社会中，好像就是喜欢让我们看到彼此的不同。
And we are very good at sticking to our own.
然后我们很喜欢就待在我们的这个族群里。
Of being with people who only look like me and sound like me.
我们喜欢跟那些跟我们说话一样的，看起来跟我们长得一样的人在一起。
And sometimes we get afraid of people who are different.
有时候我们非常害怕那些跟我们不同的人。
Because we think, how are we going to bridge this divide?
因为我们在担心说我们要怎么样才能让我们的不同能够。
But every once in a while, we get a little image of heaven.
但是有时候 okay, 我们就会看见这个天堂的这个画面。
I want to tell you that this week, we had such a picture of heaven.
我想要告诉你们，在这个过去的一周，我们好像尝到了一点天堂的味道。
At summer camp, we had 96 children.
在这个儿童圣经夏令营，我们有96名儿童。
And I hope you saw it on all of the photos and the film.
就像你刚才在画面上看到的。
But they were as different from each other as different could be.
他们非常非常的多元化。
We had children from Canada.
我们有加拿大的小孩。
And children from China.
中国来的小孩。
Brazilian.
巴西人。
Filipino.
菲律宾人。
Ethiopian.
埃塞俄比亚人
Egyptian,
埃及人
Nigerian,
尼日利亚人
Congolese,
刚果人
Guatemalan,
危地马拉人
English,
英国人
And the list goes on and on and on.
这个说不完的各式各样的
Now, let me tell you the beautiful thing that I saw this week.
那我告诉你这过去一周我看到最美的一件
The first day of camp was the quiet day.
夏令营第一天是最安静的一天
Because the children came and they were nervous.
因为那些孩子们来啊，他们非常的紧张
I don't know who all these strange people are.
然后看，哦，不知道这些奇奇怪怪人是谁
I don't see my friends from school.
没有看到我学校的同学
Mum and dad have just left me at the door of a strange building.
爸爸妈妈离开了
And who are these weird people in purple shirts?
这些长得奇奇怪怪的人穿着这个紫色衣服的是谁啊
And to begin with, it was very quiet.
所以第一天非常的安静。
Many of the kids just sat quietly.
很多小孩就坐在那里安安静静的。
Not really sure of their surroundings or who to talk to.
他们不知道要跟谁说话。
And I thought, great, we're going to have a quiet week.
我那时候心里想，哦，太好了，我们这一周一定是很轻松、很安静的。
Oh, but then day two came.
哦，然后第二天到了。
Can I tell you, day two was a shift?
第二天就发生了一个改变。
Day two, when they came in, they were not quiet.
第二天他们不安静了。
And they were not shy.
他们不再害羞了。
Because they began to make friends with one another.
因为他们开始彼此认识，交朋友了。
And day three was even louder.
第三天更吵了。
And day four was even crazier.
第四天更疯狂了。
And day five, the volunteers were on the floor and we let the kids do what they want.
第五天所有的义工都瘫倒在地上了，是吧，小孩子随便你们去干嘛去吧。
But let me tell you the beautiful thing that I saw.
让我告诉你，在中间我看到最美的一件事。
The children didn't see difference.
这些孩子们没有看到彼此的不同。
They didn't stick to their own.
他们没有只是跟他们族群的人在一起。
They made friends.
他们交了朋友。
They played together.
他们一起玩。
I saw kids sharing their lunch.
然后他们甚至是分享自己的午餐。
I saw them teaching each other things.
我看到他们互相教导彼此东西。
I saw them standing side by side with arms raised in worship to God.
他们肩并肩地站在那里一起赞美神。
We saw them learning together.
看他们一起的学习。
And at the end, when it was all said and done, and I'm ready to go to my bed.
在最后，当所有都结束，我准备上床睡觉了。
They're there on the field playing and having fun and hugging.
他们在外面跑来跑去，非常的开心的玩，然后呢，一起拥抱。
And I just stood there thinking, Lord, help us as the church be like these children.
我就在那里说，主啊，让我们这些人可以成为像那些孩子一样的人。
Because that was an image of the kingdom of heaven.
因为那就是天堂的一个画面。
Worshippers of every race and every tribe and every tongue before the Lamb.
在神的羔羊的面前，从各国各族各方各民来的，一起来赞美他。
And friends, in this world,
朋友们，在这个世界，
it's we as the church who've been called to this vision.
是我们身为教会被呼召来活出这个意象。
It isn't going to happen because a government mandates it.
不是因为什么政府给了个命令你必须这样做才会发生，是我们教会要做的事。
And it isn't going to happen suddenly because people are migrating all over the world.
不是因为突然间好像哦，全世界的人移民移来移去才会发生，不是这个。
I've lived in parts of the world that are very diverse.
我住在世界上很非常多元化的很多地方。
But people live in separate neighborhoods.
但是他们还是互相住在不同的社区里。
And the one place,
只有一个地方，
the only place,
这个唯一的地方，
where this image of peoples of the world united as one can happen,
让我们看到这个画面是所有各族各方的人可以在合一的在这里，
is in the church of Jesus Christ.
是在耶稣基督的身体，耶稣基督的教会当中。
Because we know the secret.
因为我们知道这个秘密是什么。
Every person is made in the image of the invisible God.
因为每一个人都是照着神的形象所造的。
Each and every one of us is loved by God.
我们每一个人是被神所爱的。
And Jesus didn't die just for one group of people.
耶稣不是只是为了一个民族的人
死 or for two groups of people,
或者是两个民族的人去死。
He died for the whole world.
他是为了全世界上十字架的。
And as he ascended to heaven,
当他升到天上的时候，
he gave his church a mission.
他给他的教会一个使命。
And I want you to hear this today.
我希望你今天来听到这个。
Westburn,
西宣,
you are called to go and make disciples.
你是被神呼召要来
of only English speaking people.
要来仅仅传福音给讲英文的人吗？
St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church.
圣宣,
you're called to make disciples of only Chinese speaking people.
你是被神呼召要来传福音给我讲中文的人而已吗？
Does that sound right to you?
听起来对吗？
No. Go and make disciples of all nations.
不是的，是因为神希望我们能够
to the ones who look different than you.
能够传福音给全世界所有的人
and sound different to you.
跟那些跟你看起来不一样的人，听起来不一样的人
the ones who eat the funny food that you don't want to try.
跟那些煮一些奇奇怪怪食物的人
Reach the people who don't believe in your God.
要让我们传福音给那些不认识我们所认识神的人
Reach the people who worship other gods.
要传福音给那些敬拜其他的假神的人
Reach the nations that are closed.
要传福音给那些
And hostile to the gospel.
那些可能对福音非常抗拒可能不愿意福音进到他们国家的人
Do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24?
你记得耶稣在马太福音二十四章说什么吗
Okay. I'm so sorry, I'm jumping around. Matthew 24 and verse 14.
Okay, 马太福音二十四章十四节
This gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the earth.
这天国的福音要传遍天下。
And then, and only then, the end will come.
要先传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才会到。
That picture of revelation of all peoples around the Lamb will only come when the gospel's gone to all peoples.
所以启示录的那个好像各族各方一起来敬拜神的这个画面什么时候才会实现呢是直到福音先传遍天下以后才会实现。
And in this is where we stand alone as Christians.
这是我们身为基督徒在这里。
There is a lot of people in this world who have a vision for global peace.
在很多人的心目中可能会世界和平是一个梦想
And oh, they make it sound so simple.
然后他们好像说世界和平好像是一个非常容易的事情
If only we shared all the food.
如果我们互相把就是食物都分给他们可能就可以
If only we shared clean water everywhere.
如果我们把干净的水分给所有的人
If only we banned guns and nuclear weapons.
如果我们禁枪如果我们禁这个核弹
If only we made every country a democracy.
如果我们让所有全世界所有国家都变成这个
Well, then there'll be global peace, won't there?
那世界和平就会实现吗
But that project has failed again and again and again and again.
但历史告诉我们，不管我们再怎么做，这些一直的失败，一直的失败，一直的失败。
Because it doesn't deal with the problem.
因为这些事情没有真正的去处理问题的核心是什么。
And the problem is us.
问题的核心是什么？是我们。
Humanity.
是人类。
All of us.
我们所有的人。
Because each and every one of us was born with a nature that is sinful.
因为我们每一个人，我们每一个人出生就带着罪性。
That means we all try to hoard things.
所以表示什么？我们出生带着罪性，我们试过各式各样可怕的事情。
And we try to do right by us and our family.
我们希望好像我们做的事情是对的。
We've all experienced selfish thought and selfish ambition.
我们都经历过我们非常自私的想法，我们自私的这个愿望。
And any attempt at peace that doesn't deal with the problem of the human heart is bound to fail.
所以所有外在的这些改变，因为没有处理到人内心罪恶的问题。
In fact, we live in a world that knows this. There are so many people in this world who have no hope of peace.
事实上我们住在这个世界上我们知道在世界上很多的地方好很多人都是活在没有盼望之中
Because all they've ever known is disappointment and rejection and people hurting them and pushing them down
因为他们生命中经历了很多很多的伤害他们所知道的就是人会伤害他们人会让他们跌倒
Trust in governments is at an all-time low
相信政府是一个老话
We live in societies that don't respect authority
我们活在这个世界上是不
authority
是不
people with power.
Yeah, 不了解政权的。
And we live in a world where so many people say there is no hope.
我们活在这个世界上，很多人说没有希望了。But
for us, we know that there is hope.
但是对我们基督徒来说，我们知道是有盼望的。
And hope isn't found in a social project.
盼望不是在一个什么社会的一个工作上。
It isn't found in everyone trying to be nice and getting along.
不是因为说每个人我们试着对彼此之间都能够很和善。
I don't even get along with my family most of the time.
我跟我的家人有时候都没有办法相处。
Hope is found in a person.
盼望只在乎一个人。
In the man, Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里。
He's the only one who's ever dealt with the issue of the human heart.
他是那个唯一的能够处理我们内心罪恶问题的那个人。
And he is an expert at dealing with the human heart.
他是一个解决我们内心问题的专家。
I love the testimony of a guy called John Newton.
Oh. 我很喜欢一个人的一个见证。
He was a captain of a slave ship.
那个Newton, okay, 写那个奇异恩典的那个人。
And he met Jesus Christ.
Okay, 他是在一个奴隶船上, 然后他在那个船上遇到耶稣基督。
And Jesus changed his heart and turned his life inside out.
所以他遇见耶稣基督以后, 耶稣把他的心真的是完全翻转了。
Do you know what he's famous for?
你知道他为什么成名吗?
For penning some of the most famous words in the English language.
他在英文的字上发明了很多非常有名的字。
Amazing grace.
包括奇异恩典。
How sweet the sound.
奇异恩典何等甘甜。
That saved a wretch like me.
拯救我这样的一个罪人。
I once was lost,
我曾经是迷失的,
but now am found,
现在被主救回,
was blind,
我是盲的,
but now I see.
现在我可以看见, 就是奇异恩典的歌词。
It is Jesus and Jesus alone
是,
who can change people for the good.
只有透过, 唯有透过耶稣基督, 可以改变我们人的内心。
It's Jesus and Jesus alone
唯有透过耶稣基督,
who can create that picture of people of every tribe and tongue and race.
唯有耶稣基督可以让我们看见各族各方的人来到他面前。
Today we're here as two churches.
今天我们来到这里是两个教会。
Both of us Christian and Missionary Alliance churches.
我们都是宣道会系统的。
I wonder how much of the story of our churches that you know.
我不知道大家是不是彼此认识彼此的故事。
We're going to put you to the test, Jessica.
他真的什么都没有给我。
Christian and Missionary Alliance was started by a gentleman called A.B. Simpson.
Okay, 不知道大家知不知道宣道会的历史, 宣道会的创始人是谁?
And actually started as two alliances. There was a Christian one and a missionary one.
Okay, 创始人宣信博士, 他开始了这样的一个教会。
But it just made sense to join them together. That's that.
所以这个宣道会这个词是什么? 宣教士与基督徒联合。
A.B. Simpson was a pastor of a church in New York City.
宣信博士呢, 他当时是纽约的一个教会的牧师。
Oh, and it was a lovely church.
那非常好的一个教会。
A beautiful building.
非常漂亮的建筑。
Oh, and the music was to die for.
Oh, 那个敬拜真的太好了。
He was paid a wonderful salary.
他薪水也很好。
And do you know what the church said to him?
然后你知道那个教会对他说什么吗?
Just care for us and preach the gospel once a week and we're happy with you.
就关心我们, 然后呢, 一周跟我们讲一次道, 然后我们就非常满足了。
Sounds like a nice gig, doesn't it?
听起来不错吧?
But A.B. Simpson wasn't a man who was just content to shepherd a flock and to preach in the church on a Sunday.
但是宣信博士他不是一个只满足于每周 关心他自己的会众，然后讲讲道就好的人。
You see, A.B. Simpson had something that a lot of Christians catch over time.
你知道吗？先信博士他有一些我们很多基督徒没有的。
Something contagious.
哦，他有一个基督徒都会被感染的事情。
He had the fire of God deep down here.
是什么？他有对神的一个热情，深深的埋葬在他心里。
His heart burned.
他的心为神发光。
For the people who didn't know Jesus.
他非常非常的关心那些还不认识耶稣的人。
And he knew that there was nothing else that he could do but go to the ones who were deep in darkness and bring the message of hope in Jesus to them.
他非常心系这些穷人，这些很需要福音的人，这些生活还在黑暗中的人，他希望他们都能够来认识基督。
As he looked around the city of New York,
在他当时看纽约城市的时候，
he saw the migrants arriving by ship from distant lands.
他看到很多的移民坐船来到纽约，
struggling to settle to life in America.
然后到了北美非常的艰苦的开始希望能够适应。
They spoke little English.
他们可能讲很少的英文。
They were struggling to lay foundations.
他们很难在这里扎根。
Little education.
他们可能教育背景也不是很好。
Many of them no work.
他们很多人找不到工作。
Many of the women would get caught into prostitution.
很多他们中间的女人可能没有办法就做妓女。
Many of the young men would get drinking problems.
很多年轻人就感染了这个酗酒问题。
He looked on these masses.
他看到这一群人。
And just like Jesus,
就像耶稣基督看到他们一样，
he had compassion.
他对他们怜悯。
And so he went to them.
所以他就来到他们面前。
And he began to share the gospel of Jesus with them.
他就开始跟他们分享耶稣基督的福音。
Began to paint the picture of a better life.
开始让他们看到他们生命可以转变的画面。
Told them that there was a way that they could be saved and rescued.
告诉他们，他们有一个办法可以让他们得救的。
And they began to respond to the gospel.
然后这群人就开始对福音有回应。
And he said, "You have to come to my church."
他说你们来我的教会。
And so he brought them.
所以他带他们来。
The poor.
带他们那些穷苦的人，那些移民的
，the ones who were hurting，
那些心灵受伤的人。
And you know what his church said？
你知道那个教会怎么说吗
？We don't want them here。
我们不喜欢，我们不希望他们来到这里。
We are a respectable church。
我们是一个非常有名望的教会。
Let them start their own church.
让那些人自己建一个教会吧。
They're too loud.
他们太吵了。
They're too chaotic.
他们太乱了。
It's disturbing our peace and our comfort.
这让我们的聚会非常的混乱。
And do you know what A.B. Simpson said?
你知道宣信博士怎么说吗
？If they go, I go.
If 如果他们离开，我也会离开。
And so he went.
所以他离开了。
And that was the birth of the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
这个就是我们宣道会开始的历史。
That is our DNA.
这是我们的 DNA.
Good job. And it's that we as Westburn and St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church are called to.
所以这是我们西宣还有我们圣宣一同被神呼召要做的事情。
Can I just ask for a show of hands from the volunteers this week?
可以上周有做义工的请你举手。
How many of you found it chaotic?
上周来儿童夏令营做义工的你们认为非常乱的举手很吵的举手。
It was chaos.
确实那个夏令营非常的可怕。
But it was good.
但是非常的好。是件好事。
Who found it hard work?
觉得非常累的举手。
But it was a blessing.
但是呢，是一个神的祝福。
Who was outside of their comfort zone?
谁踏出了舒适圈？对，对你的生活来讲是很困难的。
And yet, God was with us.
但是神与我们同在。
The future of our churches.
这是我们两个教会的未来。
Is not to be found in comfort.
不是建立在安全感上。
And having nice services.
不是只是建立在哦，我们要抱团聚会，非常开心。
And creating something just for us.
不是大家在这里自己自嗨而已。
In fact, I might be so bold to say.
在这里，我要非常郑重地告诉大家。
That if that's what you're looking for.
如果你只是在看到一个自己抱团取暖的教会而已。
You might need to find another church.
你可能得去另外找一个教会去。
Because we're about the gospel of Jesus to people who don't know him.
因为我们的教会是关于我们要传福音给那些还不认识神的人。
And they're coming.
他们来了。
And they're responding.
他们在回应。
And as they come and as they respond,
当他们来，他们回应。
Watch out for the chaos.
可能会制造成一点的不舒适或者混乱。
It gets messy.
可能会开始有一些让你不习惯的东西。
Because people have messy lives.
为什么呢？因为人活在这种混乱当中。
But to me, this is beautiful.
但是对我来讲，这是非常非常赞的事。
This is the ministry of Jesus.
因为这个就是耶稣基督他所做的事工。
Jesus's ministry wasn't in the synagogue every day.
耶稣的事工不是只是天天在那个犹太会堂里讲而已。
His ministry was with the lepers.
他去找大麻风病人。
And with the tax collectors.
他去找那些税吏。
And with the prostitutes.
他去找那些妓女。
And with the sinners.
他去找那些所谓的罪人。
And the woman who'd been married 5 or 6 times.
可能那个犯奸淫的已经结过5、6次婚的女人。
He said it's not the healthy that need a doctor.
他说不是健康的人需要医生。
It's the sick.
是那些有病的人。
I haven't come to call the righteous.
我不是来招义人悔改。
I've come to call sinners.
我是来招罪人悔改。
And that's who he's making his family up from.
所以这个就是耶稣基督的使命。
From people whose lives are broken and messy.
他的教会是从这些非常破碎的人中间建立起来。
But as they come to him.
当这些人来到他面前。
As he saves them.
当耶稣死。拯救他们
As he fills them with his spirit,
当他用圣灵充满他们
he gives them a new life.
他给他们一个新的生命
And that new life isn't,
这个新生命
isn't just to look the way that I look.
不是只是说好像、看起来像是我这样子的
That new life is learning how to walk the way of Jesus.
这个新的生命是学习如何跟着耶稣基督来走
So, brothers and sisters, this morning,
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天早上
I want to encourage you.
我想要鼓励大家
We are moving forward.
我们是在向前行
God is going ahead of us.
神是在我们前头领队的
God is alongside us.
他也是在我们身边陪伴我们的他也是在我们后面
God is within us.
他是在我们里面
We are going to go forward boldly and courageously in the name of Jesus.
我们要靠着耶稣基督的名勇敢地向前行。
And neither church will be the same again.
那我们两个教会将被翻转，不再一样。
Friends, I just want to encourage you with one more thing.
朋友们，我想要再用接下来事情来鼓励你们。
At the start of this year,
在今年开始前。
Many people joined me in praying 2 things.
很多人跟我在一起，然后为两件事情祷告。
We prayed for the Canada Day celebration, which was 2.5 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
第一件事情是大家一起为这个加拿大日国庆日的这个庆典活动来祷告。
We prayed, Lord, bring 500 people.
我们那时候祷告说，主啊，求你给我们500个人。
We lost count on Canada Day.
在国庆日的时候，我们真的数不过来了。
It was 500.
超过500人。
And then some more.
超过500人。
We prayed for summer camp.
然后我们在一起，第二件事情，我们一起为儿童夏令营祷告。
Lord, send 100 children.
主啊，求你带100个小孩来。
He sent 97.
他给了我们97个。
I think one of the challenges for us going forward is this.
我想对我们教会来讲，如何往前行，可能有一个困难。
The challenge is not how will we reach them.
这个挑战不是说我们要怎么样去接触他们。
The challenge is this.
这个挑战是
With how much faith will we pray to the Father?
是我们有多大的信心来向我们的父神求
How big will we ask?
我们到底要多张多大的口来跟他求
Will we make small prayers that we can do ourselves?
我们是不是祷告一个小小的一个请求然后是我们自己都可以解决的
Or will we, together with all of our might and everything that we can muster, ask for things that we know are impossible?
还是我们会来跟神祈求这些我们靠自己能力完全不可能达到的事情
I was really convicted this last week.
在过去这周我被神真的非常强烈的有这种感受
I don't think we prayed for enough.
我觉得我们祷告太少了
We are praying for more, Lord.
我们要跟神求更多。
You all heard Pastor Mo for years saying, "There's more."
你常听到毛牧师之前的毛牧师一直说还有更多，还有更多，还有更多。
Well, we're going to change it this morning.
我今天早上我们要把它改一下。
Moving forward,
在未来的路。
Ask for more.
要求更多。
Don't just wait for it, ask for it.
不要只是等着更多，要求跟神求更多。
Because God is able.
因为神是能够的，神是有能力的神。
God is willing.
神是喜悦这样子做的神。
He wants to reach the people of this city and this region.
他希望能够福音传遍地极。
He wants to reach the young ones.
他希望我们把福音传给年轻的孩子们。
And he wants to reach the older ones.
传给年长的人。
He wants to reach Canadians who've been here their whole life.
他希望这个地区的加拿大人能够来认识他。
And he wants to reach people who are just landing in this nation.
他也希望那些新移民能够来这里认识他。
I kind of tell you, the purpose of him reaching isn't just so that our churches get bigger and better.
我们去传福音的目标不是因为要我们教会变得更好更大更多人
I believe he wants to bring people in
我希望我知道神他愿意带人进来
so we can teach them
所以我们可以去教导他们
and train them
装备他们
and send them
然后呢差遣他们
send them
差遣他们
and friends
弟兄姐妹们
That's the beauty of us being together today.
这就是我们两个教会在这里合一的美丽的事情。
For a long time,
在过去很长一段时间
many of us have been praying for the nations that don't have the gospel.
我们可能很多人在为那些还没有听过福音的国家来祷告。
Missionaries from the West have tried for a long time to get into some of these nations.
西方很多宣教士试着各种各样的办法去到这些国家。
And they're told again and again and again, no, you can't come. No, we don't want Christians.
然后可能这些国家很多就拒绝他们的进入，他们不希望有基督徒来。
So do you know what God's doing today?
那你看到现在神怎么做吗？
He's bringing people from those nations here.
他把那些国家的人带过来我们这里
so they can hear the gospel and be saved
他带他们来所以他们可以听到福音他们可以得到拯救
and then go back
然后他们回去
into these nations that are close to the gospel
回去到这些国家里面
and we have a part to play in this
所以我们在神的这个使命上有一个位分
So friends today, let's celebrate.
对弟兄姐妹，让我们一起来庆祝。
Let's celebrate what we did together these last few weeks.
庆祝我们在过去几周所做的一切的工。
Let's be full of joy.
让我们充满喜乐。
Let's thank God for His provision.
让我们感谢神他的预备。
Let's take a moment to breathe and get some sleep.
让我们能够这周好好休息，呼吸，喘口气。
But then let's get back to it.
但是让我们很快的回到这个使命中
Let's go
让我们一起来做
As one people
让我们合一的来做
to this world.
对着这个世界。
And give them the hope that we found.
给他们我们心中所有的盼望。
They shall come from the east.
他们必从东方来。
They shall come from the west.
他们也必从西方来。
And sit down in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里一同坐下。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
So many times, Lord.
主啊，很多时候。
We are amazed and surprised by what you do.
我们真的对你所做的一切事情非常的惊讶。
And Lord, I want to ask for forgiveness for that.
哦，主啊，我希望主你能够赦免我们这样子的想法。
Because it shouldn't surprise us that you change lives.
主啊，因为你改变生命这件事情不应该让我们这么的惊讶。
And it shouldn't shock us when you move in power.
当你展现你的大能的时候，不应该让我们这么的惊奇。
But we should be filled with awe and wonder.
主啊，但是我们应该要对你充满了赞叹。
This week we were in awe.
这周我们真的是对你充满赞叹。
At what you did in the life of these young ones who came to our church.
主啊，我们看见你带着这些年轻的孩子们到我们中间，你所做的一切奇妙的工。
Lord, you taught us so much through them.
主啊，你真的是对他们每一个人说话。
And I know that you were moving in their lives too.
主啊，我知道你在他们的生命中在动工。
Thank you for the children who made first-time commitments to you.
主啊，感谢你有一些孩子们将他的生命第一次交给你。
Thank you for the children who made their 10th or their 20th commitment to you.
主啊，感谢你有一些孩子他可能是第二十次将他的生命交给你。
I'm praying that the seeds that were sown into the lives of these young hearts.
主啊。求你将这样福音的种子真的深深的埋葬在他们的心中。
Will produce a harvest in their lives when they're adults.
让这个种子成长，主啊，让它结果。
I'm praying that some of these young ones would be the missionaries.
主啊，我祷告这些孩子们会被你呼召，主啊，成为宣教士。
And would be the pastors and the evangelists.
可能成为牧师、传道人。
Who will reach the generations and parts of the world that we can't go to?
主啊，让他们可以在将来的时候能够，主啊，能够继续的传扬你的福音。
I want to thank you, Lord, that you gave us strength this week.
主啊，谢谢你在过去这周给我们所有的力量。
Every day you answered our prayer to give us the strength we needed for that day.
主啊，每一天你都是回应我们的呼召，回应我们的请求，给我们的力量。
And I want to thank you even for the beauty of seeing people serving side by side.
主啊，感谢你真的看到每一个人肩并肩的一起来服侍。
People who spoke different languages.
就算他们是讲不同的语言。
For the youngest volunteer who was 12 to the eldest who was 92.
主啊，我们看到最年轻的义工是12岁，最老的义工是92岁。
You drew us closer this week, Lord.
这周你真的是把我们每一个人的心越来越连接在一起。
And we thank you.
感谢赞美你。
Lord, it is my prayer.
主啊，这是我的请求。
That you would give us courage.
主啊，求你将勇气赐下给我们。
That we would go.
让我们去。
To the people of this city.
主啊，使这个城市的每一个人。
To the people of this region.
主啊，走去到这个大区的每一个人。
That we would go into the earth and share the good news of the gospel.
主啊，让我们去到万民之中，能够把你的福音带给他们。
We're asking big, Jesus.
主啊，我们真的是向你大大的张口。
We don't just want to see one person saved here and another person saved there.
主啊，我们不是只是想要看到一个人、两个人被拯救。
We want to see thousands saved in this region.
主啊，我们希望看到上千上万的人可以来被拯救。
People from all kinds of backgrounds responding to the hope that is in you.
主啊，是各族各方、各个民族的人，主啊，能够对你的呼召有回应。
And I really believe this morning, Lord, you're saying, with me, all things are possible.
主啊，我们相信你说，主啊，靠你凡事都能。
We're asking, Lord, that you send more laborers for the harvest.
主啊，求你继续地打发更多的工人，因为庄稼已经熟了。
More workers to share in the ministry.
主啊，更多的工人来分享主你的福音。
I'm praying for hundreds more workers.
主啊，我向你祈求有一百以上的人。
I'm praying that you'll grow our team for next year.
主啊，求你让我们的这个团队侍奉团队可以增长。
That you'll send more children.
主啊，你就派更多的孩子们。
That you'll help us to connect with their parents.
主啊，让我们也能够跟他们的父母一起来认识。
I'm praying you give us boldness.
主啊，真的恳求你给我们这样的勇气。
And courage.
主啊，真的是给我们这样的呼召。
To use the resource of this land that you've given us for your glory.
主啊，让我们能够善用这个主你所赐给我们所有的资源。
I pray you give us creativity and innovation.
让我们有智慧，有创意的去做。
And most of all, that you send to us once again the fullness of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，更重要的是求你的圣灵来充满我们。主啊，让我们被你圣灵充满的而被拆出去。
That it would be your power in us, sanctifying us and empowering us, that would lead us forward.
主啊，求你洁净我们。主啊，求你装备我们，你带领我们。
We pray all these things.
我们以上的祷告。
In your name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
To your glory.
为了主啊你自己的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.